Let's look a little more closely now at the growing link between China and Africa. China is now the biggest trading partner with the nations of Africa, and as a result, many Africans are moving to China to do business. Yesterday, we heard a report from a neighborhood in the southern Chinese city of Guangzhou, where thousands of Africans have settled. Many are there without valid visas. They face great risks. In yesterday's story, we met a Nigerian merchant who was caught in a scam. Today, reporter Nina Porzuki has a happier story to tell from a trading mall in the heart of Guangzhou's Little Africa.
The Tanchi Wholesale Mall in Guangzhou, China, is a labyrinth of tiny clothing shops, each crammed full of T-shirts and jeans. And all day long, you hear this. Packing tape. From morning well into night, men pack hundreds of T-shirts or shoes or jeans into giant boxes. Then out comes the tape. This is the rhythm of Tanchi. Pack, tape, pack, tape. I met two Nigerian traders packing clothing in front of their shop in Tanchi. They go by nicknames, Fortunato and Nice Guy, because their legal status in China is questionable. Their shop is in a narrow hallway nicknamed Lagos Line, as the majority of clothing bought and sold down the line is headed to Lagos, Nigeria. Like other Nigerians, they came to China to cash in on the booming Sino-African trade, buying cheap clothing at the source to send home. But they've taken it one step further, starting their own brand of clothing.
My nickname is Nice Guy. His nickname is Fortunato. So we sandwiched the name to bring out Nice Guy Fortunato.
While the name Nice Guy Fortunato doesn't quite roll off the tongue, their clothing has certainly flown off the racks.
Yeah, I remember the first design. The first design was, I think I've got it on my phone.
Fortunato shows me a photo of him wearing a khaki button-down shirt. Over the breast pocket is a patch that says survival. According to Nice Guy, it was an instant hit in the markets in Nigeria.
I wasn't surprised because I knew the design was good. In my mind, I knew it was good and it was something different.
But success has been a long time coming. When Nice Guy first arrived in Guangzhou, he had the phone number of a cousin, a few $100s, and no real idea of what he was going to do in China.
I had no money. It was even pretty hard to feed myself. Every day I keep on thinking, where am I going to sleep when it's always dark?
He remembers shivering one night on the tile floor of his friend's room and deciding that he was going to go back to Nigeria.
So when I came, I told my friend, he told me, why are you going back? You have two hands, two legs. It would be a disgrace to go back. Say, no matter what happens, I shouldn't go, that I will make it. I should relax. The time will come and God will bless me. So my dad called me and said, Dad, I'm not coming back again. I'm going to see the end of this.
Nice Guy decided to keep at it. But his biggest obstacle is obtaining a visa extension. Most traders enter the country with just a 30-day visa.
Okay, you have a 30-day visa, but you're not going to be able to renew that. Or if you want to renew that, that's going to cost you like $3,000 or more money than you have.
Scholar Heidi Aso-Hogan has been studying the Nigerian community in China for several years and talked to countless traders about that 30-day decision. The solution for many Nigerians is to stay on illegally. Fortunato has been living without a visa since 2007.
Aren't you afraid?
I'm afraid?
Yeah.
It's scary, but not all the time, because what you do is you just keep moving and say to yourself, whatever happens, it happens, as long as it's not life and death.
If you're caught and put in prison, says Hogan.
More or less, the only way out is to pay a fine of about $1,000 and your ticket home and pay money for like a per diem for each day that you've stayed in prison.
Many Nigerian traders working in and around Tanchi Market have overstayed their visas. Fortunato acknowledges a certain tension.
Anything can happen, you know. You know, when you push somebody so close to the wall that there's no way for him to... He has to react. That was really what triggered 2009 stuff.
The 2009 stuff that Fortunato referred to is an incident in July of 2009 when plainclothes officers raided Tanchi Market. They were trying to catch illegal currency traders, but instead they ignited a near riot. Undocumented traders fled from the mall in fear, One man was so frantic to escape, he jumped from an upper story window.
In amateur footage obtained by Reuters, an angry mob carries the lifeless body of an injured Nigerian who had jumped from a window to flee a police raid on overstayers. The July 15 incident sparked a rare protest involving foreigners in China and exposed strains in the booming Sino-Africa trade relationship.
Liu Xiaoyed, Director General of African Affairs at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Beijing, understands that opening up trade has its challenges.
Once we open our country, most of the things that have come in are good things. Of course, meanwhile, there are some bad things. As Deng Xiaoping put it, once we open our window, flies and mosquitoes will come in as well.
Immigration is one of the issues, says Liu, that China will have to face as it continues to open up. And opening up is a big priority for the Chinese government. In fact, this past December, China began to update its first laws on immigration enacted in 1985. Back at Tianqi, it's business as usual. Nigerian traders walk the halls, checking out the clothing for sale, shaking hands, and making deals. And every day at noon, the rip of the packing tape stops. Bibles are passed around, and the men stand in the hallway to pray. One of the loudest prayers comes from Nice Guy. He's come a long way from sleeping on the tile floor like he did a year ago. He and Fortunato now rent a modern apartment in one of Guangzhou's brand new suburbs. They hope to expand to the jean market. They're not expecting to strike it rich, but if they keep selling out each batch of shirts, that's good enough for now. For NPR News, I'm Nina Porzuki.
Nina Porzuki is an NPR Above the Fray Fellow sponsored by the John Alexander Project, dedicated to supporting young journalists and finding untold stories, like the one you just heard, people you'd never otherwise meet. You can learn more at thejohnalexanderproject.org.